Welcome to the InSync Assurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today we'll be discussing TikTok tattoo artists with returning guest Georgia Sharp. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to leave a rating on your favourite podcast directory. Cool, well, we've had an episode with you already, so we know all about you. Today we're going to be discussing more about, I guess, more inexperienced tattoo artists, or those, for example, on TikTok that, just kind of bought a gun off Amazon and just decided to do things, but obviously are kind of encouraging almost kind of bad practices, which is something I think we all want to avoid. So my first question for you today in this discussion is, what can be the issue with inexperienced tattooing videos on social media?
My biggest issue is the misinformation that is spread via social media by people that don't know what they're doing. They've not been taught correctly or at all. Mm. And they call out tattooists for gatekeeping tattooing. And that's not the case at all. Tattooing needs to be done safely, as it's not only a permanent mark on somebody's skin for life, but for all the infectious diseases that can be spread, allergic reactions that can happen, also things like setting off underlying conditions like cellulitis, contact dermatitis, and even scabies can be set off just by an overworked tattoo. And these are things that you learn from an apprenticeship, from experience, from seeing it happen and seeing how it's dealt with. Mm. So the TikTok videos especially, they don't tell you the bad things. They're like, look how easy this is, and it was free. So that's my biggest issue.
No, don't blame me as well. And I think obviously a lot of people with common sense will think and see that and go, okay, but you know, you're not wearing gloves and stuff, so it's not exactly the greatest practice. But then unfortunately there's people who are will be swayed by it, or you know, get not impressed by it, but you know, they'll be like, oh well, maybe I'll do that then. And then unfortunately definitely, it's just creating a lot of issues then in turn, almost like a little circle of like, well, they're going to do it and then they're going to cause a problem and something bad could happen. And it's just not the best thing in the world, unfortunately. And it's something I think maybe in future with social media, maybe it's something they will regulate, but there's only so much they can regulate on huge platforms like TikTok, because I think they need a team of about 100,000, if not more, considering the amount of content that's on there nowadays. So obviously we discussed a little bit about why it's kind of bad on social media. What could be the dangers of these videos? Is there anything specific that comes to mind?
Well, these videos gain so many views, likes, comments, follows, and inevitably copycats. And that is the dangerous thing. Mm. It's all fun and games, getting a little stick and poke at a house party. I mean, I've never done it, but I have covered a lot of them. But it's a different ball game, whipping out a cheap tattoo machine set up and tattooing multiple people with no clue what you're doing and the risks you're putting yourself and others in. There are some tattooing videos on YouTube which are out there documenting safe and correct practices. And some people do use these to further their skill. And they're good and they're helpful, and they're people trying to teach as many people as possible the correct way to do it. Mm. But it's the 60-second TikTok videos which gather the most attention and therefore spread the notion further of, hey, anyone can do this, save money by doing the tattoos yourself. In the end, these are the tattoos that make their way into professional shops to be covered. There's a saying, pay cheap, pay twice. And getting a free or cheap tattoo of someone that learns to tattoo off a clip of social media is asking for a cover-up.
Oh, definitely. Is there any videos, obviously you don't have to name names or anything, that come to mind that obviously showcase these bad practices? Anything that you've seen recently that kind of made you cringe?
I see so many, because I like so many tattooing. I think it's the algorithm then brings up tattooing. Yeah, I've seen some where I'm quite impressed by the skill level, by the person's flexibility, because you need both hands. So to be able to grab parts of the body with both hands, that's quite impressive. Mm. But I do see some, like you said before, no gloves, or doing it on just a normal couch, unwrapped cushions, unwrapped surfaces. Where are the needles going? That is my biggest concern. Where are the dirty needles going? Mm. I have told people before who I know have bought machines off the internet, at least dispose of the needles correctly. no one's going to change your mind on doing these tattoos at home by yourself. No one, clearly. But you cannot put those needles into a normal bin because the bin collectors could prick themselves and not realize it's a needle. So all well and good doing it to yourself or your friends, you've all consented to doing it, but someone collecting the waste has not consented to being like pricked by dirty needles or being around clinical waste that's full of blood and plasma. You don't know what someone's got inside them, and then you're just risking someone else's health because you wanted to do a tattoo at home. I don't know any TikTok videos by name, but I've seen them and I tend to comment, and I'm not altogether negative. I'll just be like, please wrap the surfaces, please wear gloves. Like, I'd rather be slightly advisory rather than, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing this, because they're going to do it anyway. So you'd rather give a little bit of advice to a stranger in somewhere, you know, nowhere near where you are, because otherwise no one's going to tell them. But there's actually, this is a bit naughty. There's a tattooist in America that is TikTok famous for doing these terrible tattoos. And a lot of tattooists are then calling them out by stitching. And this person is saying that, oh, they're only $100. What do you expect? That's still a lot of money. $100. That's a lot of money to a lot of people. And you don't care what you're putting on someone. You just do the tattoo, get the money, post the video, get paid for the video, and then you're like, hey, I don't care. They know what they were getting. It's just unethical. Unethical, dangerous, and just wrong.
It just sounds like it doesn't really care about its work as well, which I think, especially as a tattooist, you would care deeply what you're doing because of how permanent it is.
Yeah, and it's almost,
I mean, no, maybe he's getting a cut from whoever he sends them to for a cover-up. I'm not sure. That sounds a little bit crazy.
Well, the videos get so many views and comments because they're controversial, and then there's payment there. So
yeah,
people will do anything for clout, anything. Mm. We're in the generation.
Unfortunately, we all love a bit of drama as well, whether people will admit it or not. You know, everyone gets curious and goes and looks at it, you know, like anything that pops up that's a bit controversial. But it's just a shame because we're feeding into it. But, you know, and it's really great as well that, you know, at least you're trying to give advice on those videos where you can be like, you know, you really should be gloving up, you should be doing this and that. And hopefully maybe some will read it and actually realize they need to be better. But I think it's just, unfortunately, it's so accessible in a way, getting the equipment.
It's too accessible.
Yeah, it's same, I think, with like piercing guns and stuff, like piercing needles. Even if it's like correct equipment, you're not trained to use it and you can just access it. It's insane.
So much go wrong with the piercing.
Seen like Shein does those little piercing guns, like they're really small, and it's just like, first of all, piercing guns aren't necessarily the best method, I believe, but it's
definitely,
you see the videos and you're just there like, why are you piercing yourself? And then you see them obviously going wrong as well, and they're like, oh no, I've had to go to hospital because I got an infection, and I'm just there like burying my head in a pillow like, my God. You know, unfortunately, until like, I guess, some sort of reprimand or something can happen, I think, unfortunately, it's going to still happen, which is why I thought this episode would be really good, because hopefully somewhere maybe it'll reach some of those people and then they can realize that, you know, it's not always great the fact that you do this because, you know, you're,
it's free or cheap.
Yeah. Yeah. So on to my next question then. Obviously, we were saying about how easy it is to access equipment. It's like, you know, what are the dangers of buying tattooing kit from an online store like Amazon or eBay or whatever? Like, what can be the risks for anyone listening?
Well, you can actually buy tattoo equipment from proper tattoo websites easily with no proof of whether you're a professional tattooist licensed or not. Which is an issue. You used to have to at least provide a tattoo studio address before you could get anything delivered. But then anyone can purchase a license, which is ridiculous. You just have to phone up and pay, which really does need to be changed to a more regulated, better system. But if we're specifically talking about the cheap sets you can get from websites like Amazon or eBay, you tend to find it's a package deal for under £100, usually close to the £50 mark. which is so cheap if you consider some top of the range tattoo machines are close to £1,000 mark. In these sets, you get a machine, wires, foot pedal, power supply, inks, needles, grips, tips, and on occasion, fake skin. The needles will be made so cheaply, which is dangerous in itself. The ink will not have gone through any kind of testing or would have met any of the criteria of the EU regulations, which most of the proper ink, let's call it, would have. Even though we're not in the EU anymore, all the inks that were sold on the websites were EU regulated. The regulations just changed and obviously we've left the EU. Inks are usually between £12 to £50 a bottle. So a complete set can set you back hundreds of pounds. These sets in these tattoo sets are so dangerous because who knows who's made them, what corners they've cut and what they've used to create them.
No, it's key. You're saying about the needles as well, like what if they're easily breakable? If someone who bought it did decide to use it on a person and then it broke, or maybe there's a bit stuck in them. Like I think there's so many factors that you have to consider. Like
even if they were slightly blunt, if they'd been delivered because they were boxed up, not fragile, and they were slightly blunt, the damage that it can do to the skin, the trauma to the skin it will leave a scar. The tattoo will be raised. But you can buy tattoo needles directly from these dodgy websites, boxes and boxes for 50p a box or something like that. And the needles I use are about £35 a box. So what are they made out of? It's just, you don't even want to know. Like, I wouldn't want to know what someone's using on me if my tattoo was going to cost me £20 or was free. Like, what are the equipment pieces that are getting used on my skin?
Yeah, it's insane. And as well, like, you know, you're saying, obviously, it would get a pedal and everything in it. There could be electrical faults with the wires.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I think anything and everything could go wrong. I think we could be here for ages trying to figure out what could go wrong from faulty equipment, because obviously, you know, they've been made cheaply, which is why it was cheap to buy.
Yeah, I mean, things go wrong with the expensive stuff, but at least you're able to send it back to the maker and you know where they've sourced all their pieces from and they'll fix it for you. There might be a charge if it's out of warranty. That's another thing. All the machines will have a warranty. Power supplies, everything you buy will have a 1-year warranty at least. The inks that we buy, the decent ones, are all vegan, cruelty free. I think they're now nickel free. They have a 2-year shelf life and you're advised to use it within 6 months. So it's just all on the bottle. It's all in English, which, like, I'm not saying that other languages aren't okay, but the ones that are sold in England are written in English.
Yeah. You get so you can thing. Yeah. Understand it, you know.
Yes, you know what you're using. You can read the ingredients and look them up yourself. You know it's fine, and it always has like an EU regulated stamp on it.
Yeah. Well, I think just in general, just buying these kits and everything else would be just a terrible idea, I think, is the theme of today. Is there anything you'd like to add? I know obviously we've covered pretty much everything, but is there anything you'd like to add to what we've discussed today?
Just if you're looking to get into tattooing and you're going to go through the apprentice route, don't buy anything yet. We like to try before you buy. When you're in a shop with other artists, a good environment, let's say, you can borrow your friend's machines, you can see what you like. There's so many different machines out there. There's different types of machines, there's different ink brands. It depends what your ethics are, like if you're not actually bothered by vegan or cruelty free, if you are looking more at your bank balance and what's better for you as a tattooist or better for your clients, that's fine as well. We all started somewhere. My first machine was so cheap, it was plastic, but it was a proper machine that's from a proper tattoo machine company, had a warranty, it's from the websites. But if I look back now, I just think, oh my God, that was so cheap. But cheap as in tattoo and cheap, not as in button corners cheap.
Like the cheapest model they have that was still regulated, that had, you know, specs they had to live up to before release. Yeah.
And I've got weak wrists. So I thought ahead, I was like, oh, I best get something really light rather than use something really heavy like a coil, which is like, if you think of old school tattoos, or if you imagine a tattoo, it's done with a coil machine. They're the really heavy, loud ones. They really punch, they really get good lines in, block shade in. My wrists are so weak. There's no way I could use that 5 days a week for my foreseeable future. So I got something lightweight, plastic, designed by a tattooist with bad wrists. And I started from there, and gradually I've been learning what I prefer, moving on, buying new machines. If I don't like them, you sell them on. You can sell them to work colleagues. You can buy them off work colleagues. And that is one of the other pluses of working in a studio as an apprentice, because you get to know the ins and outs of every single part of tattooing. You don't get that from a tattoo TikTok. I see a lot of the comments on the tattoo TikToks that are like, hey, I use this machine because it's just the basic one of Amazon. No one knows how to use it. They're just buying it and just going at the skin. You don't know what voltage to use, what speed, your hand speed, how to apply it correctly, how deep to go into the skin. It's all, I know I sound like an absolute whinger, but it's just not for me. I don't agree with it. And a lot of tattooists who have been in the game a long time agree completely. And we're not gatekeeping. It's just safe.
Yeah. And I think that's what some people forget as well, is at the end of the day, you guys have been trained to be as safe as possible, hygienic as possible, to make sure that, you know, the end result is good as well. And, you know, even just down to like the aftercare, especially with some of the videos, I really doubt they even thought about aftercare or like cleaning it post tattoo, doing a, you know, a wipe, or even, you know, they didn't even use.
So we'll use soap throughout, and it's called green soap, but now they'll come in all different colours and scents. Green soap with distilled water. And then you use like a green soap foam. I do, because I think it really helps to get rid of redness. It's got witch hazel in and things like that. Smells amazing. You can really work it into skin with your gloved hand, pat it dry with kitchen roll, and then I use a natural based tattoo balm. There's so many on the market. They are made specifically for tattoos, but you can use them for anything. I've used it on my baby's eczema. I've used it on dry lips. It's all natural. It's full of goodness. It smells fantastic. There's so many out there. They're all around the same price bracket. So you do know you're not getting mugged off. It's what they are supposed to be sold for. You can pretty much get them in any tattoo shop or direct from websites. That is the best stuff to get, because it's been designed for tattoos. But then you could also go somewhere like Lush, that have realized some of their products are good for tattooed skin, which might be sensitive, eczema or dermatitis, or what has my sister got? Psoriasis. They're sort of well designed for them. You've got elbow grease, dream cream. My sister has psoriasis. I use anything with hemp for her skin. It works a treat. CBD oil based balms. Natural is better. Your skin reacts so well to something natural. And yeah, those are, again, things on these TikToks, they're probably just using Vaseline, which you do tend to use a petroleum jelly during a tattoo because it stops the ink splashing around. But I then wouldn't use it on broken skin because it is petrol based and it is not going to do great things. But some people use it. That is the old school way of doing it. Use Vaseline from start to finish. I just think with things that have come out from tattooists, for tattooing, use them.
Because I know what they're on about as well, and they've probably trialed and narrowed it on themselves until they found like the best solution. Brilliant. Well, I think it's been a really great discussion. Hopefully it's quite informative for anyone listening. Is there any, I've said this already, but is there any lasting comments that you'd like to add before we wrap up?
I do think TikTok and others like it can be useful. I mean, when I upload a TikTok, I try to be educational. I have aftercare videos. I have how to apply the second skin dressing and how to remove it. I think they're very useful tools to be able to spread information that is helpful and safe. So if you are stuck and you can't get hold of your tattooist, try to find the educational videos on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, because they are out there. People are trying to help. And yeah, that's what I was going to say. TikTok isn't all bad.
Yeah. I think as well, if you kind of almost like vet the profile, so look at it and see what they're about, they'll probably have a link to their proper like studio site and their Instagram, and you'll know that they're a professional just by the way that they obviously provide information about themselves as well as like the content. So I think especially, you know, the first thing is, you know, if they've shown that they've wrapped everything and they're wearing gloves, I think that's a very good start.
Yeah, definitely.
and you can tell. But yeah, I think that's definitely key, is especially if you're starting and you want to look for inspiration or just like learn just by watching some bits, then I think, yeah, vet the profiles and make sure that you're following the right kind of people as well.
Definitely.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming on and discussing this. It's been really informative.
Thank you for having me back.
Thank you to my guest today, Georgia Sharp, for discussing the issues surrounding TikTok tattoo artists. If you're interested in learning more about her work, please visit the link in the description. I have been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in next week for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and the self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor your insurance to meet your individual business needs and compare prices from our Lloyd's of London approved partners. We offer a 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trusted winners 4 years in a row.